Hey there, good looking. Corey Vincent here, and this is Video Game Bang, episode 123, in which we have titled Happy Birthday, Aaron. It is Aaron Carter's birthday party. Yep, Sir Aaron Carter, my co-host, has a birthday, and I like to make special shows for Aaron's birthday or include little special segments. So near the beginning of the show, expect a special birthday surprise for Mr. Carter. My wife even made him cookies. That's how nice my wife is. That's how much Aaron means to us. He is as valuable enough to earn himself a plate of cookies. We have a great show. We're talking about lots of news in the video game world. Firewatch news. Street Fighter V is nearing its come out time. I don't know why I said that. Come out time. We're talking about Deadpool. All that. So much more on this week's very special episode of Game Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the ish gets real.
Shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, ladies and germs? This is Corey Vincent here, and you are listening to the Video Game Bang, brought to you proudly, I might add, by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? Corsair Gaming, come sail away, come sail away. You heard that song, Aaron?
No, I've never heard that song.
Didn't
before.
Think so. Yeah. And Antlion Audio, keep your headphones. Get a mod mic.
Hear the roar.
Gonna stick to that one, huh?
Yeah.
Gonna stick to that
one.
It's
better. It's just simply better.
Speaking of simply better, I would be remiss to not start off this show by saying congratulations to Aaron Carter for leveling up once again. Level 32?
I will hat tip to you, sir. For that comment that you put out there, the leveling up 32 in this permadeath
server
we call life. Yep. That was classic, sir.
You inspired it out of me. Every time it's your birthday, I like to take it as a time to celebrate the birth of our baby boy, Aaron. And I usually do little special things in the show, and this show will be no different, sir.
Wow.
So,
did you like find some old clips and then pin them together of my voice saying all the different stuff?
This is your life.
Yeah.
No. To be continued. Before we get to that, okay. He's the man with the hat. He is wearing a burgundy sweater.
All right.
He's got glasses on his face. That's all I could use to describe you. David Webb.
Hey, everybody.
I like the hat. Yeah. Marvel? Marvel, is it?
Yeah, it's Marvel. Okay.
Is that a Marvel hat? Yeah.
It's a Marvel hat.
Little Marvel in a...
Has some DC characters on it. It says Marvel. Flash right there.
There you go. You're flashing us all right now.
Yep.
And then rounding out the show, he is Captain Redbeard himself. He's extremely fat.
I mean, look at the size of... Are the amount of cookies that are gone in your direction?
He's the only one that's eaten them.
Yep.
My wife made cookies for Aaron's birthday. So if you hear people chewing, that's bad because they should not do that. But
you hear he was chewing. It's bad.
Don't ever chew.
Don't ever chew.
Just don't ever do it.
Just do like Bag's mother and swallow.
Well, I'm here, so.
Wow.
What have you been up to, Bags? It's been too long since we've had you on the show.
Same old, same old.
Did you hear the bird, the bees beard guy died?
What?
No. The Burt's Bees guy?
Yeah.
The chapstick maker?
Burt's Bees?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
The lip cancer? All right, here we go, Aaron. This is for you. Happy birthday, good friend, to many years of friendship and more coming in the future.
Gross.
In theory. Happy birthday, my friend.
The thirst in redo is absolutely real, everybody. I am certain.
The thirst is real, people.
I am Sir Aaron Carter.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter.
The mute button is real, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, she's Brazilian.
So anyway.
And you know what they're doing at the Mardi Gras party? They're streaming us. Literally. Yeah. ladies, if you're watching, because I know you're watching us, go ahead and flash for the guy. Yeah. At the same time, sucking off the teeth and sliding off its nut hairs. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's like, we're old buddies. Who wants blue pills? I am Sir Ann Carson. Good night. Corsair Gaming, Antlion, NerdReactor.com, and whatever.
That was awesome.
That was awesome. I can't believe how many times I flinched whenever I laughed.
That was all from the last episode.
I kind of figured.
Which goes to show you that every episode is our best episode.
Oh my gosh.
Until the next one.
I do not even remember saying sliding off the teat and
swinging.
Sucking on the teat
and sliding off the nut hair.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
That's a pretty sick lyric, though.
That is. Yeah. Don't steal it, rappers.
Rappers, all of you.
All of you.
All of you that listen.
We got to start off the show for our long-term listeners.
This would be the greatest show ever.
Boy, how did the long-term...
I'm Richard Nixon.
I am not a crook.
I appreciate you being a long-term listener. No, that was like Jesse Ventura. Yeah, we'll see. I'll work.
Was he a body?
We'll see.
The body?
The body.
The body.
Those of you who know, we do have a Patreon. And we started it maybe, how long ago did we start the Patreon? A year ago?
Almost a year, yeah.
We got out of the gates hot. We had the support of you guys, and we were sticking with it. And then it kind of tapered off a little bit, and we didn't do our due diligence in following up. And
the reason I laugh is it sounds like me in every relationship I've ever had.
Good Lord.
Started off great. Everything was good. And then I just, didn't do anything.
Yeah, well, we did good on getting the initial, if you signed up, you got what we said you would get. The thing is, we fell off on doing exclusive content and continuing to feed stuff through that channel.
Did you ever give me my haiku?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we read it on the show.
Oh.
Yep.
All right. Guess I have to listen there. For
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
exactly.
I
beatboxed to it.
You didn't listen to it. But, we're going into 2.0 of our Patreon. So if you see Patreon is actually the banner that happens to be up there. It's not intentional. But it's awesome. Basically, we're rededicating ourselves to it. I've changed up all of the tiers for rewards. We changed the goals, adjusted the goals a little bit. VGB is ready to move on to phase 3, we're calling it. We're not going to talk too much about it.
So you're version 2.0, but you're phase 3?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're still VGB 2.0.
No, it's Patreon 2.0.
Oh, Patreon 2.0, phase 3.
But VGB is phase 3.
I'm so confused. Shut up.
All right.
Yes.
USB 3.0.
Patch 1.1?
Yes.
Okay.
There you go. So what's going to happen is stay tuned. We're going to readjust the whole page, get the tier figured out, and some of the ideas we have is I think we started a private Discord server that all the VGB people have been getting on, and it's been really fun. It's a way for us to kick back, relax, play video games. One of them will be access to that server, so you can hang out and play with us whenever you want, essentially. The other things we're going to be doing are exclusive Patreon t-shirt. And then going on, so that you don't just like sign up, we give you something and forget about it, we're going to be doing monthly giveaways, but you have to be on Patreon to get it. And that could be anything from our junk drawer, we call it. So we get stuff from cons all the time. People send us things, and we don't
just
use
like
it all.
A spatula or some shit. You're just gonna send.
It'll be like a Mega Man spatula or something. Like it's always usually geek related, like Walking Dead Legos or just something that we have a small token of our appreciation that says thank you guys for your monthly donations, and then we'll be doing things like exclusive episodes. We can do so much stuff we can do. It's just we got to hear from you. What would make it worth it for you guys to become patrons? It's got to be like a two-way conversation. If you have a great idea, we'll go with it. Right, Aaron?
Yeah, definitely. The fans always have good ideas from time to time.
Customers are always right.
No, they're not. Lord, no. Don't you ever say that, in fact.
Get out. No, just leave.
No, I worked
with the customer right now. You need to leave. I'm right.
But yeah, I mean, they've been around the block. They look at it on the internet. They're on the internet 24/7, so they'll be able to bring up stuff that we wouldn't even think about.
Yeah, exactly. And it's hard because like us being part of the show and running the show.
Can't see the forest for the trees, right?
Yes, exactly. Say that into the microphone so people can hear you.
Can't see the forest for the trees.
I don't get that saying.
You mean through the trees?
For the trees.
For the trees.
And the trees?
With the trees.
I think it's because we are the trees and around we can't the trees. See ourselves.
We're in the forest. So all you see is trees. So you don't see the forest. See.
Wait, who's the fucking forest?
You.
I'm the forest?
Yes.
All of the forest?
And he's the rock.
And what are you?
Then what?
Scissors.
Who's Dwayne Johnson?
Redonkulous. Moving forward, though, we got a show to do. And there's a lot going on in the world. For me, the most exciting piece of news out there. No, it's not Deadpool. It's Street Fighter V is almost here.
Tomorrow?
The 16th.
So not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
What day is the 16th? Is that a Monday?
It's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Video games come out on Tuesdays because, you know.
Because you work the GameStop forever.
Turn it up on a Tuesday.
I have this one downloaded, reserved on the PC.
Okay.
Bags. And you do too, right?
Yes, indeedly doodly.
What about
I do.
Webb and Aaron?
I do not.
I had the beta.
All right, if I do, what? I'll do PS4.
Did someone give you a beta invite?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I know PS4.
And you have the PS4, right?
Yeah, I do, I'll do it on PS4.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, well, are you going to do it, though? Like, what's stopping you from? There's absolutely no reason for anybody.
There's zero reasons to
absolutely
not play
none.
This game.
Well, then that moves us right to our next segment. The top 10 reasons why I'm not getting Street Fighter.
All right, number 10, let's go.
Number 10, Corey wants me to get
irrelevant.
It.
Irrelevant.
Irregardless.
Number 9 through 1. Corey wants me to get it.
Exactly.
The game is shaping up to be pretty awesome. Have you seen the full-length CG trailers, Bags?
No.
They're doing a storyline.
Yep.
Really?
That's going to be coming out after. Like, it's not going to hit until after the game's been out for a few months.
I think so.
But it's going to be like a story mode.
Well, even the training, the like startup tutorial they give you has a story to it, almost. It's describing the Ryu and Ken learning from Gouken. Which I thought was really cool. Like, just a little spice of, hey, look, there's a little story behind this. And I think they said they wanted to do more story in the game because people really like the story of Street Fighter, but it's not expressed explicitly in the games. It's you kind of get bits and pieces, and you'll read about it because of the official lore or whatever, or you'll see the specific fights in the games, you know? But it's not told very... I don't know, explicitly, like I said.
Yeah, early on in the show, when before I fell in love with Street Fighter, I was with another woman, and her name was Mortal Kombat and Tekken. Like, those were my fighting games. But the thing about those two games is they really accentuated the storylines.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how shallow or great they were, they were
Tekken's
there.
The storyline is just so terrible.
I still don't get it.
No one gets it. I don't even think the writers get
the
it
The King
anymore.
Of Iron Fist Tournament, man.
There's
what else
a
do
tournament
you need to know?
That's involved
yeah,
in that?
Yeah, the whole thing's, they're fighting to be King of Iron Fist Tournament, and you throw your kid off of a cliff, and then he climbs back up if he's strong enough. I don't know.
It's so stupid.
You don't know.
I don't know.
You're a liar.
But I'm really glad to see Street Fighter. It really seems like Capcom and Street Fighter are making the right moves.
Now, will
five.
You, when you get this Street Fighter game, will you experiment with new players, or are you just going to go right back to old safe Ryu?
I'm going to old safe Ryu at first.
There's really nothing to be lost by sticking with Ryu.
Yeah.
He is
fun.
Well, winning is
to,
fun.
Yeah, to me, winning is fun. So if I can get an edge and actually win,
because
be
he's
nice.
Just, I mean, he's literally a staple of the series. Like, that's.
Are you going to Cody it?
He's not in it.
He's not in it.
Oh, reason number 7 why I'm not.
Oh, because of how much you love
Man,
to play Cody.
I mained Cody for a good 3 months.
Bison's a monster in this one, though.
That's a good thing.
Bison's good.
LPN was absolutely wrecking people with Bison at one of the earlier tournaments they had for SF5. It was freaking.
Who was
really
this?
Good. LPN.
LPN. Is that the?
That's his name.
That's
Lucius.
It. LPN.
Lucius.
LPN. Penelope.
Pineda.
Nalfoy.
Nekali seems like he's going to be really powerful to use.
Is that the dreadhead guy?
Yep.
Birdie's really, really cool.
Birdie.
It's still at that point where it's a lot of theory. There's enough people have been playing where you have an idea of who's going to be good and who's not going to fall off. I think a good friend of ours, Roger Howard, who has a great stream, Mr. Howard 123, is planning on maining Zangief. He says he's a lot more fun in this game, he said.
Okay. It's does he have a projectile this time?
No.
Okay.
I doubt
he
it.
Does have a whirling blade of arms that are it's like a tornado that brings you closer and then hits you with his super. It's really cool. And he has like a super armor on some of his like V skill. He can absorb an attack and make you and punish you for it.
Jay Gist from Capital Fight District, he's in the chat, and he says Cammy and Vega are looking to be his mains.
Yeah.
Oh,
Lordy.
And there you have it.
Wow, thank you. Gaming Sense Gaming is now hosting our stream.
The more you
appreciate it, sir. That's Mr. Joel, another Sacramento YouTuber. I'm going to stick with Ryu initially, just because that's safe. Dhalsim looks like he's going to be fun to play.
What about
he's weird. His changes versus what he was in 4 are very strange.
Yeah. Brand new kit? Like a whole new thing?
No, not like a whole new kit, okay. But instead of fireballs that go straight across, he does them like an arced thing. Yeah. So it's like his zone control is very strange compared to the way he was in 4 from what I've seen. I don't know. But could be wrong. And then there's Fong.
Oh, the he looks kind of jokey.
He looks out of place. He does.
I kind of agree with Aaron.
He does look a little out of place. I
don't understand why they went that. Like, they could have made him look a little more like Gen looks similar.
I think Gen's the limit. Yeah. I think Gen was the limit, and then they went past that for Fong.
Yeah. I don't understand why they did that.
Regardless,
you got to have a Rufus, right?
But see, Rufus seemed to still fit to me in that whole thing. He was goofy looking.
He was a giant boob physic.
Yeah.
He was one boob physic.
And it was awesome.
Just, it was hilarious. Boobs.
It was mesmerizing.
Maybe I'll just be him for Halloween.
One giant boob physic.
A boob.
It looks like Street Fighter V is going to jump straight into overtaking Ultra 4 in local tournaments, at least.
What about Evo?
They're going to do 2 for this Evo, if I remember correctly. They're going to do both, and then next I think they're going to phase out 4.
Okay.
4 has been around for, 8 years now?
Yeah.
8 years.
They just didn't bring anything
How many other fighting games, how many other games get played for 8 years that aren't MMOs that get you addicted on heroin?
Tetris?
Tetris, yes. That's actually decades. So...
You were going to say Tetris, weren't you?
I'm just saying.
That's probably fair.
The Evo of Tetris.
So there you go. The Evo of Tetris. There you go. One game.
I know we have a lot of local Sacramento gamers who go to the tournaments. February 20th, so the week of launch, if you go to the Capital Fight District's tournament at the Gamers Funk Lab, there is a $100 pot bonus. So they're going to give you $100 worth of pot.
Yep.
If you win.
That's the bonus.
Straight out of Jay Giss' personal stash. He's got the Maui Wowie, the Granddaddy Perp.
Does he have the Alaskan Thunderfuck?
I really
wanted to say that.
Yeah,
name.
I could tell you really want to get that out there.
Sound appealing.
Oh, man.
According to Capital Fight District, Evo dropped Ultra. Actually.
Off the main stage, right?
It's off the main stage.
I mean, that's kind of a big coup.
And
really.
Red Bull will be there.
Red Bull will be there at the tournament.
That's true.
Wait. Are we talking about like the mini car with the two hot chicks that come out and give out Red Bull? And
perhaps presume potentially.
Is there any other Red Bull that can be there?
Yeah.
It's just like dudes that look like me bringing
a bowl
cans of Red Bull.
Exactamundo.
Just a giant inflatable can of Red Bull.
Who
not
wants
even actual
Red
product.
Guys?
Ooh.
It's going to be awesome, guys. I recommend you go out there. And VGB has a little something in the works close to launch. We will have some special guests from the competitive gaming fight game world from Street Fighter on
the
show.
It's Disney.
I think we've talked about it on the show, but until it happens, I really don't like getting people's hopes up. I think if you tune into us on the weekends and in the Twitch, I may have let it slip on who it's going to be, but that's going to be awesome. But moving on, another big thing happening this week, though, Deadpool movie.
Mm-hmm.
Neat.
We're all going, right?
Nope.
You're not going? Are you against this, Alex? Come on.
Are you one of those protesters?
No, yeah, I'm going to protest the movie. No, not at all.
It's too dirty.
No, it's a perfect fit.
To PG-13?
It's going
to
be good. I'm sure y'all love it. Nah, I don't really care.
Okay.
I haven't actually seen...
A movie
in a theater.
Ever.
I saw...
Since 1925.
I saw Mad Max for my birthday last year.
Why?
That was a fucking good movie.
So you would say that's a... All right.
No, it's because I didn't have to choose. That's why I actually went and saw it. People were like, you want to go to the movies? Sure. What do you want to see? I don't know. And then we went, and someone else paid, and then I got free lunch because it was my birthday, and I didn't have to pick anything. It was amazing. Also, I was sick.
I really didn't understand the title of that movie.
Fury Road?
No, Mad Max.
What's he mad about?
No, not what he's mad
about. Okay.
Why was it Mad Max?
You can take the character out of the movie, and you have the exact same story, and just say Fury Road, and then boom.
Yeah. But it was a good tie-in to bring the whole fact that they're telling, like, basically legends about this wanderer Mad Max, and he was involved in this story.
Yeah. Could have done without him.
What basically do you guys did.
I read somewhere that it's already been greenlit for a 2.
And that makes sense.
Deadpool?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they greenlit Ride Along 2. When Ride Along 1
don't
wrapped.
Don't talk about that.
And I was like, oh, okay, so that means Ride Along 1 was really good. So I watched that, and I was like, okay.
Well, all right. So honestly, I don't know why I expected more, but I saw it.
I saw news that they greenlit it too. So
I heard someone say that someone was trying to get them to do an X Factor.
Don't push it. Don't push it. Just
man,
keep.
The sky's the limit.
Stay in their zone.
No, lightning can strike as many times
Deadpool,
as you want it to.
Deadpool's a good movie, right, Corey? You saw it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Stay in your zone. Don't go anyplace else. Don't try to add, you know.
What about Cable?
That's fine, but he would have to play that contrast.
Yeah.
Like, I guess Colossus did, right?
It was a different kind, because Cable is also kind of a badass. This Colossus is more of like a hero.
Pacifist
like,
type of...
No. He got his hands dirty, but he was more of a, like, you should be a hero. Like, a hero's moments only come, you know, around everyone.
Yeah.
He's like one of those inspirational...
Yeah,
Cable won't do that.
No.
But there's enough of a contrast to make where I think that'd be a great movie.
And that'd be good. So you can put that in there, and it'd just be like, you're getting the same movie, but just a different type of contrast. That's good. Yeah, I like it. But don't X-Factor it.
Fund it.
We've said it before. If you guys want to check out our review of it, if you want to watch the review before, I recommend obviously.
Is it spoiler-free?
There is a spoiler-free version.
They did two.
I actually knew that. That was a leading question.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Who did Cable?
We did 2 different versions.
Your mother.
She'd do an amazing job.
I would actually probably go see
Aaron's mother. Yeah.
Deadpool and Cable.
She doesn't get a name. It's just Aaron's mom.
Aaron's mom.
We reviewed it for 20 minutes with no spoilers, because it was hard to review a film without using spoilers.
I'm impressed. 20 minutes with no spoilers?
That's hard to do.
That's good.
Yeah.
Really freaking hard. And then we did a full 40 minutes of spoiler-free. Everything
you
is...
You mean full spoiler?
Yeah. Spoiler-loaded.
Spoiler-free.
Spoiler-free. Watch that one too, everybody.
We did a spoiler-free one.
Yeah.
So many spoilers. Like, everything's
spoiler. We did a spoiler-light one, so there's just a little...
spoiler
we,
light,
we, had a,
caffeine
we took
free.
The spoiler free one and then we added spoilers for a different movie in it so that way you know that we can kind of mix it up.
Sorry, Star Wars fans.
This Deadpool is full of spoilers.
What do you guys think about the game Firewatch?
I want to play it. Yeah. I heard the pacing was a little off from one of the reviews that I read.
Webb was literally trying to play it on his computer.
He was trying to watch it.
Yeah.
Someone play it. And we were like, no, don't do that. It's a narrative thing. But he was gone.
You ever seen The Ring?
Sucked me in.
It does. It really, like, a long time ago, like 2 months ago.
Damn.
IGN really did like a 17-minute playthrough.
Really?
Yeah.
Why'd you watch that?
Well, because it's the intro.
Because
17
it's
minutes.
It's the intro, and not only that, but it's they did one of the things where it's enough to set the tone to draw you in without doing too much.
Is this an open world game?
No, it's narrative guided, isn't it?
Is linear?
I mean, I think you have choices in what path you can take or whatever, but I don't think it's super. It's like, not open world.
Like, boom, this is level one. You walk through it.
Yeah, it's like, go do this thing.
Why not make it an open world park? It's just a park.
Don't do that. No, the idea is it's a narrative. It's guided.
It can still be guided.
But you just do whatever you want. That's not how a guided tour works, Aaron.
The Stanley Parable?
That's not guided.
The Stanley Parable, it can be guided, correct?
But the idea with that is because it was not open world. You had choices, but you were still shoehorned into the same left, right, you know, straight paradigm.
You were in a building, right?
Right.
Some of the doors were definitely closed and stuff like that as well. But
yeah.
Would the game have changed drastically if you were in that building and every door is open?
Yes. Yes. It wouldn't have been the same game at all.
I think it would have been the same game.
No.
A lot more narrative in it.
No, not at all. Not like, unless they put the time to plan for every contingency and every corner case that a person does.
Now you're thinking.
Oh, okay. Let's just... put all of the infinite everything
yes,
into it.
The infinite possibilities that happen in life.
No.
Let's put that in something that's imitating.
You have to look at it as someone telling you the story. I mean, that's what it boils down to. And yeah, that might not be interesting for a lot of people to play. That's fine. You know, I really liked playing The Wolf Among Us a lot. That's a comic book that I'm playing through.
That was open world.
That wasn't open world.
Not even a little bit.
It's only $17 right now on the Steam store.
That's not bad.
That's
what?
Not bad.
Firewatch
is?
Yeah. I think full price.
No, right?
Full price.
Right now.
I think it was $20, but you know how they
no
do those.
Way. Really?
Where's yeah my
20,
Steam app?
I'd even buy
come
it for
on
$20.
I'm going to confirm that because your guys' reaction makes me doubt myself.
Because I'm thinking,
is that surprising to you?
Yeah, I thought it'd
absolutely
be a full price game.
I would
yeah
say
I thought
full price
it would be full
$17.99.
Or $30. I would have accepted
$30. Well, like Bags was saying, it is more of a narrative game, so I do compare it to more of like Life is Strange or something like that. Like, it's not.
But this
full
is not episodic, correct?
It's not episodic. But
$17,
it's,
huh?
Yeah, but when it's all said and done, you've paid about $17 or $20 for Life is Strange or
still
a Telltale game.
I mean, still better than Destiny, I guess.
Oh, way better than Destiny. Are you kidding me?
Don't do that.
No, I've already done
don't
it.
Don't make that comparison.
And I know why you're doing that, because you're trying to rile people up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Get them riled up.
Like, I got riled up
the
17
other
day on
minutes
the stream.
We got to watch of Firewatch. What did you think of what you saw, Webb?
I couldn't hear anything because these two assholes were telling me not to watch it. So, but it looked cool. I like the artwork, like the art style of it.
Yeah, it's got a very unique.
Yeah, it's like animated but realistic animated.
Real question here: should I get the soundtrack edition?
No.
It's $22.49.
No.
Oh, that's a steal.
Okay. It's got to be a short game, of course. But how much replay can I get out of this?
Zero.
Depends on how often
at
they
least
start fires
two,
in the
actually
park.
At least two?
I don't know. I just made that
but
up.
But see, the Stanley Parable as...
Is that going to be your go-to comparison?
It's going to be
my
go-to.
It is.
Because
it's a fair comparison.
It's a fair comparison, I feel.
Stanley Parable...
It was like a super hyper third wall breaking...
Third wall? Not the fourth wall?
No,
nope,
no.
The
no
third.
It broke the third wall.
Yeah.
Fourth wall remained intact.
Well, he just circumnavigated
around
it. He just walked around it.
The
Zoolander
Parable.
It.
but no, like it's replayable. You know, you can go through different doors.
To a point, though, you'd be surprised how quickly you run through all the scenarios.
But you know, you can do at least twice. This one, I don't think you're going to get different reactions
I think
from it. Right?
I think the gameplay amount of time will be about the same. Where in Stanley Parable, you did a lot of there were story arcs in Stanley Parable that last 30 seconds, you know, depending
yeah
on how you do it. But
are they really arcs then? Or are they just
yeah
mentions?
Yeah, sure.
They're
you can have a little short arc.
Gaming Since Gaming says that it's a 3-hour playthrough.
I don't care. I'm legitimately getting my credit card out right now to buy it.
Yeah,
like, that's
he is,
actually
folks
really happening.
Okay, I mean.
Live as we're going.
I would probably still pick this one up. And I probably will still pick this one up only because it's $17. And, you know, 3 hours, that's not bothering me. It's literally just the playthrough.
I think it's the experience. Cause
it better be one.
Well,
hell
that's why
of
I asked.
And
I said,
then,
is it fun 3
it
hours?
Be. It won't be as good as
and
you want it to be.
Gaming said for $20, it's not.
But
it's totally worth it.
It
the
better
humor,
not be a cliffhanger either.
The humor
the
in
all
it was written for me. I felt like it's my demographic.
No,
that's
it was written for me.
No,
okay,
me.
No, me.
Like so when he got into that cave and he was testing the echo and he sang a part of that Toto song, Africa. Wow. I was like, I got to buy it because these people know my brand of humor, just in that little segment right there.
Do we have somebody at the Nerd Reactor gonna review this?
Have at it, sir.
Well, I still have to do another review now. The embargo's over, actually, for that, so I can talk about it.
What are you playing?
I'm playing Arslan.
What?
Arslan?
Yeah, it's
is
that it's
like
off
a really
of a,
crappy Borderlands.
No,
Arslan.
It's
just butts.
It's called.
Is it butts?
It's not. It's not butts.
How do you spell it?
Aaron, is it butts?
Is it butts?
It's called Arslan, the Warriors of Legend.
You can tell us if it's butts.
Are they legendary warriors though?
So everybody's played Dynasty Warriors, right?
No, I hate that game.
So it's Dynasty Warriors
mm-hmm
with.
What's the twist? Hit me, M. Night Shyamalan.
With a.
They're all dead.
Anime. Cover. I don't know what this Arslan is.
What the hell is that?
I had to research it. It's an actual manga and anime
oh, okay
that's been out for a good while.
Good while, huh?
And so now they just made it into a Dynasty Warriors game. So they took
how
that
do you
story.
It? How do you spell it? With your words.
It is spelled capital A,
uh-huh,
R-S-L-A-N.
Uh-huh. Oh, well.
Arslan.
Should have seen that coming.
But small before, you know, the written review, it's not bad.
Well, I mean,
it's you can't really screw up Dynasty Warriors.
A formula.
You can't.
Dynasty Warriors Gundam tried, though. Dynasty Warriors Gundam 2, sorry. They really
it
tried.
It felt, the only thing with that one, it felt weird, space battles when you're on the
yep, there you go.
Surface.
They tried. They tried to screw it up.
But this game, you know, it, like I said, Dynasty Warriors, the story is kind of, if you're a fan of the story, you'll like it, of course, because I think it stays pretty dedicated to the actual manga or whatever, or anime. I still have to read the manga just to see that side of it. You know what I mean? One thing, though,
it stays really faithful. I've never read or watched it at all.
No, I've watched the video game. but one thing I do like, they have cutscenes that are, you know, anime, and then it transitions right into the video game because it has the cel-shaded graphics, and it's seamless, and it's very good. They do it very, very well.
I do like that.
And they need to do all animes like that.
So overall, do you think you're going to recommend it? Are you feeling in the middle? Let's get the exclusive. What's the scoop?
If you...
How many strong thumbs and how many weak thumbs?
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Defend your review.
Because literally, it is just, at the end of the day, it is a Dynasty Warriors game. You're going to get different people to mash the
I
X
wish that wasn't
with.
A perfectly fair way to like give a caveat for every Dynasty Warriors game review
it
ever.
It is, though.
Because... when I accidentally read some Game Informers previously, they would always have a review of a Dynasty Warriors game, and people would be like, I loved it, it was the best. And then you'd read like another one later of a different game, and they're like, this is terrible, I can't believe we're still playing this in this year. It's like, what? How do you... No, it's... No one's pretending not to know what this is.
They do things where they, you know, have you equip different cards to make your character stronger. You can do
things... I thought
you
said cars.
You can do different elements on your weapons and stuff like that. But I find myself just smashing the square button until everyone is dead. And usually that works.
And it feels good, though, right?
But it does. It's satisfying. Still satisfying. Like, it is. So, I mean, I'm going to have to be a lot more eloquent when I write this.
Right with your words?
Yeah, it's going to be difficult.
It feels good when you press button.
The only person that doesn't feel good is...
picture.
There's a guy who has a loon. And
a what?
A guitar loon.
Is it
a lute?
I thought it was called a loon.
L-U-T-E?
No, it's a lute.
Lute?
Well, then the lute guy should just get deleted from the game.
I thought it was a loon,
should he get
too.
Diluted?
Yeah, he's...
From the game?
Should get diluted. Let's put some water in him.
So what the hell is a loon, then? What am I thinking
a
of?
A loon is a duck. Type thing.
It's a baby duck.
It's not a baby duck.
Yeah, it's 100% a baby duck.
No, it's not a baby duck.
That's a mallard.
No, that's a male duck.
No, that's a mallet.
According to the internet, a loon is a silly or foolish person.
A loon. Well, there's an animal. There's a waterfowl called a loon in the Canada.
Waterfowl, look at him.
A loony dollar.
Yes, it's a bird.
Because it has a dollar coin that has the picture of a loon on it.
All right, so anyway, the guy with the freaking lute,
mm-hmm.
he shouldn't be in the game.
The instrument?
He's probably some
the
type
guitar?
Of... Yeah.
A ukulele?
A bard?
And also, Loon is a rapper, everybody.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. So, moving right along.
Moving on with the video game reviews, I, too, am working on a video game review, but I got stunted within my first 25 minutes. I had to stop, put the game down. I got stumped. It was too hard.
Please, yeah. Yes.
This game.
No, continue.
This game, I'm gonna build it up. So, this game, I was chosen to review. When I first saw it pop through my email, I was like, oh, sure, yeah, this sounds like a fun game to review. A little.
Can you not say what it is?
Oh, I can say it, and
oh,
I will.
Yeah,
he's building it up.
Yeah.
I figured, you know, I'll just play this game. I'll get my wife to help me with it. So, I have, like, an experienced gamer working on it with, like, a newbie, and it will come together, and I could talk about how her experience was and my experience was, and it's gonna be amazing. 25 minutes into this game, both of us are frustrated, yelling at the TV as if we were old people.
What if you are old people?
The game, ladies and gentlemen, Lego Avengers.
Why? What'd they change?
The game is so hard. They give you...
What'd they change?
A billion characters with little to no direction.
Did you play Lego Marvel Superheroes?
No, I played... The last Lego I played was Star Wars.
Oh, my God. That's why.
So the very first.
Yeah. I played the first one, and now I don't understand the 17th one. Well, there's your problem.
Well, where's the tutorials? Isn't this supposed to be for children?
No. You bought it, or you're playing it. Dummy. When's the last time a video game was for a child?
It's for a very accurate description of how you played it, dummy.
No, so we're going through these parts and, like, nothing makes sense. They're putting pictures of characters that I don't have access to yet.
What? Last night. That's how it works.
Last night he said, he's like, I'm playing the Marvel Star, Legos game, Lego Marvel or whatever. And he's like, it's so hard.
It's so complicated.
we're sitting there like, Legos? The Lego games, right?
You build things?
It's hard. Like, after the show, we're going to go in there, and I want to see how far two of you can get. If you can get past that
part. I can just see the quick clock change and then, like, beat it.
15 minutes later.
There we go.
That was a good ending. Thanks for this experience, Corey.
I was Iron Man. She was Captain America for this section, and for some reason, it went to split screen, and I was flying around this base. Over and over and over
Why
again.
Didn't you shoot the things you had to shoot?
I was shooting everything I saw that I could.
Well, you didn't see it.
Then there's here's the other part. She, as Captain America, is walking around this little small base level thing, just beating people up, and they keep sending people at her.
Yep, because there's probably a switch that she had to pull to let you land because there's the anti-air stuff. I don't know. I'm just making it up, but it sounds good, doesn't
it? That's probably
100% accurate.
And look. listeners can't see the gears turning in his head.
He's probably like, well, shit.
That's what the switch was for.
Elizabeth!
I figured it out.
We were so frustrated, we switched controllers. I was like, here, you do the flying part, I'll do the walking part, because you're probably missing something. And I could not find anything.
Wow.
I'm trying to blame it on her all of a sudden.
Geez. Well, I'm
you're missing something.
I have a podcast, okay?
Allegedly.
The podcast.
I know things. And stuff.
And stuff. I get jokes.
I can't remember anybody ever saying...
I play games.
Legos was the... most difficult.
It's complicated.
No. That's usually the achievement where you get your achievements. Like
in those games, those can be difficult to know where everything is.
Okay.
To find all the little secret things, that I will give you is difficult. But that just beating a level, I don't know about that.
Yeah, but just playing the game,
it was the intro level too. Is extremely frustrating.
Oh, wow.
Now, did you play? Well, clearly you didn't play. Lego Indiana Jones was actually. I did watch my friend's kids play it, so children, but they were having a pretty rough go of Lego Indy, which I think is actually a tougher game. Like
they were playing with their feet.
Yes, blindfolded.
Blindfolded.
They were actually asleep.
And eating cereal at the same time with their hands.
Mm-hmm.
It took them an hour.
Yeah, they still beat
it. This
is why
I don't tell you guys things. This is why I don't tell you guys things.
We just know that you can be better, Corey. And, for you to just focus on your shortcomings here just really shows that you still have a lot of potential to grow. And we just want to see the best out of you.
Here's an interesting thing.
Hello from Alex.
You've been fired a lot or something, because that seems like straight up something your company would tell you before they let you go.
No.
We want to see you grow.
They don't tell me nice things like that.
At home. Making no money.
So today's your last day. Goodbye. Oh, okay.
The game was, it looked good. It was smooth. There was a lot of like texture popping in and out, I noticed. I didn't know how.
Were you on a console?
I was.
This is open world though, right?
Not the parts I played.
No, it's a guided narrative.
Not the
story.
Sky.
it's
a very
parable?
Open world.
It's as open world as Stanley's Parable. Okay. Put it that way.
It's open world. You're just flying around the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, openly.
It's super open.
Yeah, you can see a lot of stuff in the background.
You're just stuck on rails.
How many characters did you even unlock?
Four.
Two.
No, six.
Oh.
And how many are in the game?
Who do we appreciate?
I have no idea.
3,200. No, 70.
There's got to be a lot because Marvel...
I'm going to say 70.
Could be right. I don't know.
45.
Lego Marvel 10. Avengers, right?
10.
And here's the thing I don't know, because you remember the opening sequence of Age of Ultron where it looked super fake and they're in that forest, that one long shot.
Oh, yes. That's in the game?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it actually, like, I remember when I watched it in the movie theaters thinking, man, this looks so cheesy and cartoony and bad. Like,
really?
In the actual movie? Yeah.
Really?
I didn't think that at all.
You talk about when he's, like, language, like, that whole forest scene?
That one opening shot where the camera goes, like,
he's
through
the forest.
He's talking
about the site and they're all...
And they all, like,
the
jump through.
The Avengers part.
It's one camera.
Okay.
My whole thing was, like, why is Hawkeye and Black Widow even in this shot right here, then? They would die from that dive that just happened.
They were so clearly CGI, I didn't like it. But it actually made sense and worked out a lot better on the Lego version. Oh. I liked it.
Huh, that's weird.
They took voice acting straight out of the movie, it seems like. So it is the actual, not sound-alike voice actors. Hmm.
Oh, that's good.
I kind of liked that, though.
I was kind of hoping to get...
It adds a nice, like, hokiness to it.
Yeah.
We're like, we're legit, kind of, you know? We're, yeah. You know, we're actually, you know, Lego Marvel, kind of.
Yeah, I don't need Chris Evans' voice. I could deal with Roger Craig Smith's. You know, version of Captain America. That would have been plenty of fine, but...
Plenty of fine, everyone.
Plenty of fine.
Sounds like the name of a good...
That's my new punk band.
Runners band.
You can tell I haven't been getting a lot of sleep. And no, Bags calls me on every single
day. It'd be a ska band. Let's ska be band, here.
Plenty of fine.
You and that damn ska song.
They just play covers of ska.
No, just the one.
That's it.
Just the one.
It's horrible. There's a lot of characters in this game.
How many?
10.
It's going by, like,
names. There's not a list of, like... No. Oh, my God.
You can play Black Goliath.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And you know what's interesting? Why I really liked the Lego Marvel whatever...
Superheroes?
Yeah.
The first one?
They all have different powers.
Yeah.
Why don't they do that in an actual, like, them trying...
Real game?
Yeah, real game. Yeah.
I don't know.
Each character they, does something different, like 100% different.
Well, not 100%.
Well, not 100%. Oh, yeah, but
there was less overlap than I thought there would be.
Because, like, there's, like I just said, you could be Black Goliath. Mm-hmm. He can shrink, mm-hmm. grow, mm-hmm. And then it says scan, repair, and use technology.
Because he's smart, yeah.
And then there's somebody named Bangle who can deflect bullets.
Okay.
Dig.
Yep.
Says he has a double jump. That's, you know.
That's actually important.
A wall jump.
Ooh, that's cool.
And then it says destroys cracked Legos.
Yep.
So like
that sounds okay. That's basically Wolverine from the first one, and or Sabretooth.
Oh, and then Scarlet, or excuse me, Black Widow. She has the double jump, of course. Uh-huh. She has something called Twirl Pull. All
right.
Yeah.
Sounds like an interesting sex move.
And she can stealth.
Thanks, Corey.
Wall jump. And then she has.
Is that where he was going with that?
Yeah. She has shield access as well.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there's two Scarlett Johansons.
Black Widow.
There's Black Widow and then there's Scarlett Jo.
Oh, one has double stun batons and the other one has double guns. See, like, yeah, why are they doing this in real video games?
Two Scar Jos.
Exactly.
I don't know, man.
That makes no
because
sense.
Because the novelty and the game design of the fact that it's Lego really actually works because you can just pop in and out of with characters you need. Whereas if you were playing an actual game of it, I don't think it would,
you would
survive the transition.
It felt like a Lego game.
Kind of. Like it would cheapen the game. I don't know. I don't know if that's the right way to say it.
I don't know.
No, that makes sense, though, because it's a Lego game, so it can afford. I mean, you're not expecting.
Right. You don't expect, you know.
Don't buy
the
it.
The same amount of immersion, I guess.
Right.
You don't buy it.
Right. There's a level of cheesiness that can't is acceptable,
right?
Because it's like
they're just Legos running around and breaking stuff or whatever.
I don't buy it.
Don't they tend to throw Stan Lee and stuff into this game too?
Like who's Stan Lee?
Stanley.
Who's Stanley?
You know
the guy with the parable.
Yes. Spider-Man.
Yeah, with the parable.
Spider-Man. Excelsior.
Excelsior.
Way to tie it all back together, Bags.
Yep.
But don't they? Is he?
Well, he had a camo in Lego Marvel Superheroes.
Wasn't he Hulk?
No.
I thought he was a Hulk in one of them.
No.
I thought he was just himself. You can play as and beat people up as Stan Lee.
Do you have a sword?
In the first one?
You get an Excelsior is what you get.
You get to drive the Excelsior. The USS Excelsior.
I wanted a real game.
There's a lot more time on Lego than I thought we were going to talk.
Yeah, that was...
It's a great game. I remember when we worked at GameStop, I would recommend it to people all the time when they said, I want a good co-op game. And I'd pull it out every single... I'd say, hey.
You pull it out. Whoa. That's like, why he doesn't work there anymore.
It's you and me.
That's where
this is co-op.
It's one of those firing conversations you had.
I'd show them the Lego games. I'd be like, these are actually really, really, really good games. And they're great co-op games. And people would always just be like, what else do you have? And I was like, okay, fine. You don't actually want a good co-op game. You want a game that you think is good.
Here's
right.
Army
here's
of Two.
Call of Duty.
Yep, here's Army of Two. And they always picked up Army of Goddamn
it says
Two.
Says Army... And it says the number two, so it's got to be a good co-op.
There you
game.
Go.
First photo.
They even made a sequel.
You can be Devil Dinosaur
Army,
in this
Army
game.
Of Two, too?
You can be who?
Devil Dinosaur.
That's really scraping the bottom of the barrel. But, can you Lockjaw?
Probably, but he has immunity against fire and gas and toxic goo.
He can also regenerate health.
Like, they you said they d-
dug into the bottom of the barrel. Like, why can't we have this in a real game? That makes no sense. They can do all that for Legos. That's crazy.
Detroit Steel.
I don't even know who that is.
I don't know who he is, but he looks badass.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
all right, where were we going to go? You were going with something else.
We're going to move on to the news of the first photo from the Flash Supergirl crossover has been released.
It's about time. I mean, we knew it was going to happen.
Yes, we did.
You know, it's not sad. Soon, though. What do you mean it's not?
No, we didn't know it was going to happen as soon, because when it first was released that we're going to have a Supergirl show.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, nope, yeah, it's not going to happen, at least not for a very long time, and then still season one. Oh, hey, guess what? Crossover with the Flash.
Well, here's the problem with DC. Because none of these characters are going to be in the movies.
Where can you start?
Yeah,
none of them are going to be in the movies.
No.
So this shared universe that they have on, network television is stuck there. Like, their ceiling is there. So, and I don't believe that they will bring their heavy hitters to network television, where the storytelling is arguably better.
Wow. Someday you'll say words right.
Someday.
Today is not that day.
What do you mean heavy hitters?
Batman, Superman. Green Lantern.
Actually, there are talks. I've read that.
The Bacon Winners.
What's his name from Smallville reprising his role as Superman? Superman in Supergirl.
But is it going to be an alternate universe one or some, thing? Because they can hand.
I read headlines, not articles.
I write things, not tragedies. Yeah.
Wait, did you know Donald Trump's going to be president, too?
Yeah.
How's it bizarre?
But, I mean...
Donald Trump, Bernie Sanders for president 2016. I read the headline.
For Rolls Royce, for your health.
Yeah.
So
Hillary.
So, if he does reprise...
That's,
what?
That's the setup and that the punchline.
Was that a Fresh Prince reference?
Yeah.
If he does reprise his role as Superman or Clark Kent or whatever,
Right,
because he wasn't really
Superman. Whoa, Superman's Clark Kent?
Spoilers, sorry.
Oh my god. My world is shattered.
But wait.
It'll probably be alternate dimension.
What about his glasses?
I stay with it. It's all down.
Whoa, wait. He can see.
You think it's going to be an alternate?
He can see, yeah.
That's it. That's all you got to do to change costumes, everyone.
I think looking at the image of the two together, it feels like this Flash and that Supergirl fit way better together than... that Flash and Arrow.
I don't even know what that means. So
okay, I see because
they seem like
Flash
they,
is more of like a happy-go-lucky,
cartoony-ish, like from the suits,
and where, so is she.
Yeah,
yeah. No, I see what you're saying.
So you're trying to just say that
aesthetically, the two look like they fit together better than when you see Flash standing next to Oliver Queen.
I think it's because this era we've been so, after four seasons or three seasons of Batman in a green suit shooting bows and arrows, all we see is a brooding arrow.
It could have.
Brooding arrow. That's a pretty sweet name, though.
The show.
The brooding arrow.
That's my new DC Universe game character.
I like it.
It could have worked better. I guess, or in your mind, you could have seen them a lot better if we had that happy-go-lucky arrow from the beginning.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like he said, the brooding arrow. But,
the brooding arrow.
But, I would take
fall
it back.
WB.
I wouldn't take it back. Like I said, have you gone back and looked at the pilot episode of Arrow?
Yeah.
And do you see the production value?
Where the budget was?
Yeah.
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 Did he get sad when the budget went away?
It didn't get sad, but it was a significant...
Does he brood more when the budget goes away?
It was a significant difference. It was so different. It was night and day. But, I don't know. Sad thing about DC is they're not going to have, like I said, the heavy hitters.
No, man, they have that great movie coming out.
Oh, good lord.
Oh, no, we watched the trailer. I will never let you forget that.
The worst.
I will, at the eulogy of your funeral, I will bring it up. This is what this man subjected me to. And then mic drop and walk out.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
It.
That will probably resurrect me.
Just turn it off.
Big news in the geek world. Not so much a topic we've covered a lot. But
the Cosby Trials?
The Cosby Trials. That's exactly where I was
heading. Huge in the geek.
I think innocent. I don't think there's no harm, no foul is what I stick with.
Good lord. Jeez. Let's really get to the news now.
Move along.
A new Harry Potter book is going to be released this summer.
I saw that. I read that headline.
Surprise.
What?
That
wasn't
a surprise.
Really?
She's running low on cash. That's what it is.
No, it was a surprise. If you follow it, she's always said, "That's it, 7 books. That's it." It was always a 7-book series.
I don't know any writer that stops thinking one about their story after they finished it. And two, is J.K. Rowling's.
How old is she?
Yeah. Is she close to death?
No.
Okay.
So, yeah, if she was 90...
Just wondering. No, sometimes what happens with authors is they write their books or whatever, and they write a bunch of manuscripts about like what they want to do, and then they die, and what people do is they collect that, kind of edit it into a story, and then do it. I'm wondering if she's just...
They say this is what she would have wanted as they cash that check.
Right, exactly. She's 50. I think she's just trying to circumvent that. Yeah, that's not old enough.
Yeah, she's young. She's young.
No, that's not what this is. I know what this is. She's on the money. I read this article.
Cash Money Millionaires.
So what is this? Is this a continuation? Are we talking about Potter's kids?
The 8th story, 19 years later.
Nice. I like it.
We're going into the future about 20 years, and it's going to come out July 31st, 2016. 20 years.
She's good. That's a smart move for somebody that hates prequels. That's a smart move.
I don't think the prequel needs to be told, right?
This isn't a prequel.
No, I know.
We spent the whole series listening.
Right, that's what I'm saying, it doesn't need to be told.
But some people would be like, oh, I still want that book out.
Of course they do.
I want the
Potters. They don't actually want the book out, though.
But oh, you want to know about Lily and James Potter, is what you're saying. I don't want to know about that. I could care less about that.
Well, you already know. Yeah. I mean, you already know about
I know
about
what
them.
I need to know about them, yeah.
Right. As a Harry Potter fan, I'm a little wary about this, though.
Why? So tell us what you know. What's your side of the story?
So this is, it's not just J.K. Rowling. J.K. Rowling's one of the writers, but what it is, it's actually a play first.
Oh my God, we're done.
That was being done in London. And so what the article was saying was that...
Did she write the play?
She was one of the writers of the play.
That's weird.
So I guess a lot of people are saying that, you know...
George R. Martin that wrote the play.
We can't... Yeah, everybody died.
We can only hope.
Dark Harry Potter.
Not everybody could go to London to see this play, and that was the only place it was going to be. So instead, they took it to. They made a book
everyone
out
can
of
go
it.
To London to
everyone
see this play.
Everyone can go to London. I'm going to buy tickets right now.
Put it on Broadway.
So instead, they made it a book too. So
it's just a play that got turned into a book.
That's what I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be the same Harry Potter that you read, you know, when you were younger.
I never
or
read it.
Right now.
Could you see? So, flip it. Could you see the older Harry Potter books done as a play?
Do you watch plays?
I don't. No.
See, there you go. So.
Not really. No. Especially, because I read the books, and then I saw the movies, and I thought the movies were, really good. And then now I'm rereading the books as an audiobook.
I'm realizing how crap those
movies
were.
Yeah, I'm like, holy crap, they left this out, they left this out, they left this out.
But
I know that feel, brother.
So doing it reverse.
I also read Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
And then saw the movies.
So I don't know. I'll probably read it, but I'm not going to be, excited for it as if it was J.K. Rowling releases.
So she's one of the writers. Is she trying to pass the torch?
I don't think that's it. I think it's because it's adapted from a play, so she didn't write the play by herself.
Right.
She didn't write the story by herself.
But I mean, I'm just trying to get to the bottom of why other people were involved in the writing, the actual
writing of the play itself.
Unless she had some bomb-ass ghostwriters when she was writing, which could happen, right?
Could be.
And now you can bring them to prominence after the whole thing is done.
So, I want to see the guy who sold her on the "I am a bomb ass ghostwriter. You should really consider utilizing my services."
Ghostwriter or ghostwriter?
Both.
Ghostwriter. Just the penance stare. That was it. That was how he locked it down.
Yep.
So you read the synopsis on it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Harry Potter is a father of three, two of which are going to Hogwarts.
Where's the third one going?
The hospital.
Germ string.
Just always beat up, no matter what happened.
Yep.
He's going to the French school.
Because it's Harry Potter and the Cursed.
I don't want to be a wizard, Dad.
Child. The Cursed Child.
See, and that's the other thing. I read the synopsis. Yeah.
Is he really? Is that really?
Liberal arts school.
Hold on, I'm trying to read this right now.
He's a squib.
I'm not going to be one of your right-wing wizards, Dad. I'm going to be a painter. Going to New York.
That's another thing that kind of... Not. It seems like such a cliche thing. like, oh, it's Harry Potter's son, and he's struggling with being Harry Potter's son. It's
couldn't it be like that's Hermione's so easy. Kid, right? Let's take the focus off of Harry for a hot second.
Nope.
Yeah, he had enough.
See what Hermione's getting into.
Total MILF.
Hermione and
spoiler alert.
Ron.
She's still hot.
I could see that.
Yeah, let's see what those kids are doing. The gingers are.
She left Ron.
She left Ron.
Yeah, with the kids.
Those are some ginger kids.
Hermione
and Ron.
Ron's a single father.
It's under the genre of fantasy drama. So, I mean...
Well, see, but
what does that mean?
Just like my
but
life.
As the books, as
fantasy drama.
As the books got older, like as like from like, I would say
Unicorn High School
book five fantasy drama to seven mm-hmm. would be classified as fantasy drama.
So you could see them as so you could see them as a play though. Drama refers almost directly to the play aspect of it. If what I would think at least,
I would think this is a dramedy.
It's not a dramedy.
Yeah, it's a rom com.
It's a drama.
It's a rom-com.
It's a
rom-com between a father and son.
Yeah.
All
right. What I want you got
exactly.
Is it a
this summer
a rom-dramedy?
Yeah. Albus Potter.
So I mean, they
doesn't want to be a wizard.
They're bringing everybody back, right? All
in
the originals.
World.
In a world.
For the play version,
Albus Potter.
Well, it says characters: Harry Potter, Ron Weasley, Hermione Granger. West End performer. Oh, these are the people that played them. Okay.
Nailed it.
So,
West End performer.
Key grip number two.
Best boy.
So somebody in there is going to be key grip number two. I don't know what powers he has, but...
sound engineer.
But, I mean, it doesn't seem like anything... I don't know. Do the kids really care about old Mr. Potter? Or do they care about a kid going through school?
I don't
school?
Think it matters.
I
think there's going to be enough
for kids?
David Wait. Webbs out
well, see,
there.
See, that's what... That's terrible.
What mean, after, I just said I was worried about
there's
it.
There's enough. There's
think
one.
About the appeal of it in the beginning, right? It was
children?
A lot of children that
babies.
Wanted to be...
It was actually babies reading books.
Wizards,
well, it's
right?
kind of like a character than they grew up with. Like, if you get all those people who are really... Usually people who are in Harry Potter are still kind of into Harry Potter.
How
because
long
the movies
ago when, did Harry Potter 1... The book come out?
I think said like 20 years ago.
Yeah, I was
32 years ago, right?
20.
32 years ago.
Yeah,
I was in fifth grade when book one came out.
Yes.
What?
I was in fifth grade. That's all I remember.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
No.
Yeah, because I remember when I first saw somebody, I was like, you nerd, why are you reading?
You don't know your age. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix is the first one?
Fifth.
Oh, good lord, I really don't know.
Nice Sorcerer's track. Stone.
Oh, Sorcerer's Stone, okay, so here we go. And the Philosopher's Stone?
Yeah, it's the same thing. Philosopher's Stone is the British release.
Okay, so that one first came out in 2010.
No.
What?
No.
No, released 1997 in the UK.
There you go.
98 in the US.
There you go.
Good lord.
Sold 107 million. 17
so,
chapters.
I just remember reading the
almost 20 years.
I read book 4 in one day. And I was like, I'm never going to read any of these again. I beat it. I beat the boss. Basically. Whatever.
Yeah, book 4 is probably my least favorite. Book 5 is probably my favorite.
They're all bad.
They're all right. For they're children.
I don't think it's going to... I think... It's going to disappoint a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, JK.
I feel like there's no way that it'll actually deliver
it
on
it could have
things.
Been really cool because he grows up to be a dark wizard hunter.
Really?
So, yeah. That's
I would have played that aspect and gave it to George R. Martin.
So I think that would have been really cool if they focused on that. I'm done with Hogwarts.
Is Tolkien still alive?
Tolkien?
Yeah.
No.
All right.
He's dead. Mind. His, like, oldest kid is dead.
What about his...
The guy who
kid.
Met him and then played Saruman in a movie is dead.
Everybody he loved is dead.
Written by George R. R. Martin.
Yeah, J.R. Martin guy.
So that was the show this week, ladies and germs. Thank you guys for being a part of this social experiment we call Video Game Bank. Special happy birthday goes to my good friend, co-host, couldn't do the show without him, Aaron Carter.
Thank Literally you. Couldn't do the show without him.
Well, okay, good. It wouldn't be pretty.
No, it wouldn't.
Wow.
But
you're the
people,
pretty one, Aaron.
Yeah, he's the pretty
That's
one. Like I said, give us a second chance. Patreon.com. We're going to be doing a lot of fun stuff there. If you want access to the special VGB chat server, an exclusive t-shirt, Another one is Aaron and I will create a intro song for you, or it could be a voicemail, text notification, something fun like that. A lot of other things. So we will be posting the link to the Patreon in the description below. Those of you who are on Twitch, we will be doing some overtime, hanging out with you guys, reading your questions, your comments. So if you are a listener of the podcast and want to be more interactive with the show, check us out on twitch.tv/videogame_bang on Wednesdays and Saturdays, evenings, that is. For Aaron Carter, Alexander Bags, the real David Webb, my name is Corey, and you just got banged. You like that one?
Solid.
They have a lot of time left.